Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The injury report, and coming out of yesterday's game, Bob, it's Zach Fraser was a major problem there, not to have him. Or it would be certainly moving forward. What did you hear? What do you think with his injury?
Yeah, I don't know, but that could be a big one. He's one of those guys, though, that, you know, he continues to just defy it. He wanted to get back in the game yesterday, you know, and that's a tough thing to do with those kind of injuries.
Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. All right, Bob, let's go to Ray Fittipaldi's report card from yesterday.
Always a good report card, always worth talking about.
And try to follow along. It's the number one most read item at postgazette.com. Let's start with the quarterback. He said Fields might have saved his job when he scored on that first down at the end of the first half. But he also says at the end the Steelers are 4-2, but at some point if they want to fancy themselves as true contenders, they need a much better passing game. He gives Fields a C. You?
C. I agree with that grade, and I agree with that assessment. We talked about it when we started this program today, Joe, that the passing numbers have got to get better. You can't miss open receivers. You got to – and Chris Hoke said something interesting yesterday, too. He said he seems to zero in on Pickens, and if not him, Freiermuth. He's not looking at a lot of other people. You got to do that. You have to you – know.
I mean, is anybody else open? Is Van Jefferson getting open?
Well, I think there are open receivers. I don't know that he looks at them all the time, and that's true of any quarterback. You're going to miss some things.
I think they have bad receivers beyond Pickens, and when Pickens isn't trying like he wasn't last week, that's problematic too, but go ahead.
By the way, I just wanted to add to this because you see Adam Schefter, he's on right now, and he was talking about Davante Adams. The Raiders are not getting any takers right now because they want a second-round pick, and they are not willing to take back any money. So I think
then let the Raiders be. Yeah. It's a pathetic franchise, pathetic, and they're discovering now the perils of hiring an interim coach too.
Right, that's the problem when you fall into that. You know, just get that guy because he's a rah-rah guy. Whatever the case, they maybe have problems that'll go deeper.
Here's a take for you, Bob. In spite of two plays that could have been catastrophic, the first half interception that was called back, and the fastball lateral to Jaylen Warren that's essentially a fumble. Could have been picked up and run for a touchdown real easily by the Raiders. I'm giving Justin Fields a B, and I'm also saying I think with Russell Wilson they might have lost this game because I think some of Fields' best plays in this game were him avoiding sacks on Raider jailbreaks. I mean, they went after him to their detriment because he used the running lanes. I agree with Fields. He could have run even more. I thought his legs helped them win the game.
No,
I give him
no
a
question.
B.
That's a big part of his game, though, but it can't be the biggest part of his game.
I agree with that. I do. Running backs. Steelers got angry run Najee, said Fittipaldi. Warren not good, 7-on-6. He gives the running backs a B+, Bob. That seems a little tough. I'm giving Najee. Warren, he wasn't great. He wasn't even good. But Najee was unbelievable. I'm going with an A- here.
I'm going with a straight A, and the reason is because Najee Harris, of his 106 yards, 84 of them were after contact.
So really?
Yeah, 84 of his 106. So that's, to me, that tells me all I need to know about the running back. And I'm going to discount Jaylen Warren in this game. His first game back, I didn't expect all that much. It's tough to come back and make an impact. So I'm giving Najee an A.
Receivers. Steelers won yet another game without many contributions from their receivers and tight ends, says Ray. He said one of the biggest plays was Pickens when they were up by 16 with 4 minutes left. And then he says the tight ends, Freiermuth, Washington, Hayward combined 4 for 29. He gives them a C. All the receivers, all the pass catchers. You?
I'm going to take blocking into account, too, because I think that's part of their jobs. The Freiermuth block, I keep talking about that, that sprung Najee Harris for the final 20 of his 36-yard touchdown. I'm going to give them a C+. I expect more, though. I mean, to me, you got to have better numbers. Again, this goes back to Justin Fields in the passing game. You're not going to survive in a passing league when your passing game does not crank up more numbers and more opportunities down the field. Not just little tiny pass. I'm talking about down the field passes. We haven't seen much.
Well, he also had Pickens drop a touchdown, and Pickens let a pass go right off his face mask early in the game. So maybe it looks better if Pickens makes plays. And that gets us to this little topic. Right around that time when Pickens had the big play, they tried to force feed him a touchdown, and Charles Davis on the broadcast said what was obvious. In fact, he said just that. You don't need a big investigation to know the Steelers are trying to take care of their guy. So was that smart, more smart or more sad to you that the Steelers would cater and try to please Pickens in that situation? Because that's what the announcer said they were doing, and I thought that's pretty obvious what they were doing.
I thought they were going to do it right at the beginning of the game. I thought in the first drive they'd come right out and throw the first three passes to George Pickens. So they did at the end of the game, and he did have drops, and there's still a lot not to like there. But, you know, somehow, some way, they've got to get him involved really big. And it would help to have someone opposite him who can be a threat. They don't have that. It makes it a little easier for the defense to, you know, double team him and do things and cater all of your coverage toward him. But they got to get more out of George Pickens, bottom line.
So what'd you think of the end of the game stuff?
Again, I thought they'd do it at the beginning.
Was it smart to do that?
Yeah.
Or did it strike you as that they were catering to him?
Well, it's sad that it has to be done like that, but it's smart because you have an investment in him. And if you're going to have any sort of life from the wide receiving group, it has to start with him.
I agree with every syllable you just said. Probably in the end, it's smart to have to once again cater to George Pickens. It's just like, let's get him his touchdown. Maybe he'll be in a good mood all week. And maybe in next week's game, he'll try for the whole game. Offensive line. Ray gives them a C. Bob, that seems like a high grade to me. You just mentioned 84 of Najee's yards were after contact. I thought the pass blocking was horrendous, and I thought Fields escaped a lot of trouble on his own, plus the penalties. No, they get a C- on that.
Yeah, I mean, I have to judge what you see, you know, and the performance wasn't good. They had a lot of injuries. I give guys credit for stepping in and trying to hold down the fort, but it's, you know, Broderick Jones has some issues out there. He's going to have to, you know, look like a missed assignment here and there that Fields used his legs to cover up for. You got to do better. So C- is probably accurate.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Defensive line gets a B+. I thought it right around there, but I'd say an A-. They were in the A range, weren't they?
After the first drive, which
why is Ray so tough on these guys, Bob? He's getting calls from people's parents on this report card.
And they're looking to transfer out of the school already. They want to get somebody else. I thought Montrevious Adams, Cam Hayward, anyone who was called upon to stuff down the middle. Their run game, after the first drive, Joe, they had, like, I think 38 yards of rushing on their first drive. After that, they ended up with 57 total yards of rushing. That's it. They don't have a running back necessarily. The days of Josh Jacobs are gone, and they're going with, Madison and Abdullah. But, you know, they did a very good job.
Yeah,
that's all can expect them to do. Their
the
response
defense,
after the first drive was outstanding.
Yeah. The defense did what it absolutely should do against what's maybe the worst offense in the NFL at this particular moment. Linebackers get an A. I agree. TJ Watt, unbelievable with the timing of those punches that he throws, Bob. Two right crosses, and they get two fumbles in huge situations Patrick Queen, I thought, had his best game as a Steeler. Peyton Wilson had six tackles. Roberts had a couple big hits again. And even Moon, well, that's probably special teams, but at least he contributed there. I thought the linebackers were outstanding.
Yeah, they had to be. I really, because that's the one, when you get to the second level over there, you make sure. And I also thought they tackled very well. That's what you got to do in those situations. You can't allow extra yards because you're missing tackles, over-pursuing plays. They did a very good job of making a tackle.
Secondary gets a B+. I don't know what they did wrong, Bob. They get an A for me. And Dante, and credit to Omar and Mike Tomlin on the moves they made this offseason to bolster that secondary. Dante Jackson has three interceptions. He's up among the league leaders. And DeShaun Elliott, wow. When terrific. He hits you, you stop in your tracks. He had a couple great third down sticks right before the sticks that are big plays over the course of a game. Those two guys are really helping.
Under the radar, adds to their secondary, and boy, what a difference. And specifically to me, DeShaun Elliott is just, he's a perfect complement for Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
That's why I want to see more from Minkah Fitzpatrick in the way of game-changing plays.
So what do you give them?
An A.
An A, yeah. Well, Ray was really tough on them, don't you think, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at the total work of the day, and there's nothing to suggest they were anything but an A team.
Special teams gives an A. Boswell 4-for-4. Man, is he incredible.
What is it, 29 in a row on the road now? He's not missed one kick on the road.
Only his coach let him try that one in Indy. Well, I guess we can't get that one back, huh, Bob? Instead, we'll punt from the other team's 41. Jeremiah Moon with the block. I saw nothing bad about special teams. I agree with Ray. Give him an A.
Yeah, it has to be an A. Significant plays in your kickers. We haven't talked a lot about Corliss Waitman too much.
Yeah, he's done a nice job.
Every time called upon, he's done a very good job.
I agree with every quarter syllable you just said. Quarter. Coaching. Tomlin's defense made adjustments. At some point, Ray says Tomlin and Artie Smith must decide if they're going to go all in with Fields as a runner and develop an offense around his strengths. I do agree with that. I think that's an interesting point by Dr. Fittipaldo. Or they'll have to find out if this offense is better with Russ and a better passing game. So he gives the coaching a B- here, Bob. What say you?
B+. I think it was, again, after the first drive, everything changed. Now, were there plays in there bailed out by both the defense and the officials who gave Steelers chances that maybe they wouldn't have gotten elsewhere?
Offensive play was roughing the passer, wasn't
right.
it?
I mean,
you might take 14 points off the board if not for those two calls.
I think you can make a case that there were 21 points directly affected by things of this nature. So, therefore, they did what they had to do. They won by 19 points on the road. How could you not like that, regardless of how they did it? So I give him a B.
I do too. Because if the game had gone sideways, it wasn't their fault. One was a horrible Fields pick. The second one was, I think it was a third and long.
Yeah, they were going to be
a nothing
punks.
Play. And then the one at the other end was, again, just a lucky break. But they didn't really do much wrong to me, the coaches, yesterday. Did they for you?
No.
Did you like Tomlin going for two when he did?
That's one of those things that has become more fanciful these days. When you chase points.
I don't like chasing points, Bob. Ask the Cal coach from the other day.
Yeah,
his team had as many field goals and touchdowns as Pitt.
Which I don't think that's a smart move. You're on the road. Take the points when you can get it. I think in this case, just because he wanted to get back at that, they have a lot of good two-point plays in their repertoire. It just didn't work. So I don't have a big problem with that one way or the other.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.